May I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Who among you likes sweets? Put your hand up if you like sweets. Yeah, I thought most of you would. Most people like sweets, don't they? Including me. Well, the good news today is that I have some sweets and lollipops. And you can all have one if you'd like one. Sorry, it's not Quality Street, because I thought chocolate would melt. So take a sweet, Joan. Pass it along. So just let people pass them around. Take a sweet. Please take one. You can eat it if you want to, or you can save it for later. It's entirely up to you. Or if you want to take it home for a grandchild, again, that's up to you. How are we doing? Oh, thanks, Jane. How are we going? Please don't be polite. Take a sweet. Take a sweet. Please take a sweet. Honestly, please don't. No need to worry about. Is that it, Margaret? Oh dear. That's a shame, isn't it? They ran out quite quickly, those sweets, didn't they? Well, most of you didn't get what you were hoping for, did you? I'm sorry about it. It feels a bit rubbish to be left out, doesn't it? Whether it's being left out of having a sweet, or left out of someone's invitation to a meal, or an outing, can make us feel that we're forgotten, or unnoticed, or even excluded. Well, actually, it just so happens I do have the real tub of sweets I took those from. So if you were too polite to take one and would like one, please do. Can you carry on just passing them round? Thank you. So it's, that was a silly example, wasn't it, being left out. But that really was not what happened that day in Galilee for over 5,000 people. Because as we heard in our gospel reading this morning, there were such a much bigger crowd than we are in church this morning. And those people had spent all day listening to Jesus, to him teaching and healing their sick. And then it got late in the day, and they were out in a deserted place. They weren't near their homes. They'd followed Jesus. And the disciples suggested that Jesus should send the people away to get food from the neighbouring villages, because they were all really hungry. It had been a long day. And that seems quite a sensible idea, doesn't it? It seems to be quite caring. Send them away. Let them go and find something to eat. But Jesus had other ideas. And he told them that they should feed the people. Well, how on earth are we going to do that? And they gathered around and they asked questions. And all they managed to find to feed all those people were 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish. To go round all those people. And just like my initial small pot of sweets, like you did at the front here, the disciples looked at them and thought, well, there's no way that's going to feed all these people, is there? But they did know how special Jesus was. They'd seen him perform miracles. They were used to doing what he said. So they gave the 2 small loaves and the 5 small loaves and the 2 fish to Jesus. And he told the people to sit down, and he thanked his heavenly Father for the food. And then he got the disciples to hand the food out to everyone. And there's an image on the screen of a painting by one of the old masters. I'd never heard of him, I have to say. Now, you'd have thought, wouldn't you, that after handing out those 5 loaves and 2 fish to 3 or 4 people, the food would have run out, just like my sweets did. But it didn't. There was enough bread and fish for everyone. And not just a few crumbs or a crust of bread. There was enough that everyone could eat until they were full up. And not only that, but there were 12 basketfuls of food left over. And they collected them up so that nothing was wasted. And Jesus didn't simply make sure that his close friends, the disciples, were fed. He made sure that every single person that was there that day was fed. And every single person mattered to Jesus. No one was left out. No one was left hungry. But not only that, there was loads of food left over after feeding all that great big crowd. It's just amazing, isn't it? And one of the things I think this miracle shows us is that every single person matters to Jesus. Jesus knows that inside each and every one of us, there's a hunger, not for bread or for fish, but for a satisfying and fulfilling way of life. Jesus offers that gift of life to each one of us if we choose to come to him. There's enough life in Christ to go round us all, to go round everyone who wants to receive it. No one is left out or forgotten or unnoticed or excluded. No one needs to stay hungry. And the people all had a choice, didn't they? They didn't have to eat the bread and the fish that Jesus offered them. They could have seen it and said, no, we don't want that. And again, we too have that same choice, whether we want to receive the gift of life that Jesus offers us or not. We can choose whether to take that offer or whether we want to remain hungry. Another incredible thing that always strikes me with this miracle of Jesus continuing to give and to give again to the crowds following him. So this all just takes place just after Jesus has learnt of the death of John the Baptist. Now, we know that Mary and Elizabeth, their mothers, were relatives of some kind. And so it seems to me likely that two boys of a similar age, they'd have grown up together, they'd have known each other, they'd have played together. Even though the first recording meeting we have of them in the Gospels is when John baptizes Jesus in the River Jordan. Now, Jesus must have been grieving the death of John. How many of us, when we were in the depths of our grief, would have the strength to go out and support and help others? Yet, Jesus spends all day giving of himself, teaching, healing the sick. And then at the very end of that very long day, he performs this amazing miracle of feeding so many people from so little. Now, obviously, we know that Jesus was fully God as well as being fully human. So his divine nature would have given him the sort of strength that a human who's grieving simply does not have. But is this a bit of a challenge to us? That even when we're faced with our deepest griefs and our heaviest burdens, we need to not just look at ourselves and our needs, but still be able to think of the needs of others and loving our neighbour and trying to help our neighbour, meeting them with compassion and love. And when at the end of that very long day, we might have done what the disciples expected Jesus to do, to send people away to find their own food, to meet their own needs. Again, Jesus' example is showing us that we need, instead of pushing people away, to gather them in. And they will support us, and we can support them to provide what everyone needs. And we might say that our resources, like those 5 loaves and 2 fish, are limited. We can't possibly stretch to do more. But if we hand over our limited resources to Jesus and place them in his hands for him to bless and to share out and use them in ways that we just can't imagine, I wonder if that sharing, like feeding the 5,000, can do way more than we could ever imagine that it would. Amen.